It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
All right, hour number two of the Drive underway. The Top 4 at 4 is brought to you by Olbin Franklin Motors. Well, I will be broadcasting live tomorrow from 3 until 6. Come on out and see me. Come in for a free test drive. 9711 Kingston Pike should be a whole lot of fun. Bear?
Yes. Oh, hey, Russ. Number one, the Tennessee Volunteers have been ruled out of the Jimmy V Classic after COVID-19 positive test. With the shutdown extended into next week, Tennessee will miss a game against preseason number one Gonzaga, as well as a reported game at Notre Dame on December the 4th. Tennessee now expects to open its season on December the 12th against Cincinnati. The Volunteers will return to team activities on December the 5th, provided there are no additional setbacks, Russ.
Good things come to those who wait, I suppose. Really looking forward to this basketball season. This should be UT Basketball Eve today. And we'll be talking hoops tomorrow at Olbin Franklin Motors. I've got to come up with some sort of uplifting theme for the show tomorrow. I can't be doing a negative Nancy show.
Let's talk about what we're thankful for like we usually do.
There
we
you go. Yeah. The list might be a little shorter this year, but there's still a list, right?
Might have to get creative. Who knows?
We'll do that. Okay, good idea.
Number two, ESPN has just put out one of their early 2021 NBA mock drafts, and Tennessee's own Keon Johnson is clocked in at number 7 for the Atlanta Hawks.
Unbelievable.
6'5" shooting guard.
It's crazy, man.
God, I want to get to see him.
That would be that'd be the highest drafted player since, I mean, what, Borwinkel was number one overall in, like, what, 1970 or whenever that was?
Yeah.
Who else?
Where was Bernard at?
I don't know. I have to go back. I'll look that up here. But, yeah, I mean.
The ones that stand out would be finding out where Bernard, Dale, Allen.
Bernard was 7th overall, 1977.
What about Dale Ellis?
Quick Wikipedia-ing here. Dale Ellis, ninth. Number 9 overall.
What about Allen Houston? That's the last one.
Be the last one. 11th overall.
Yeah.
So, 7th would be the highest since Bernard. I mean, we're talking about a guy, we're comparing him to the greatest player in school history right now. So, no pressure.
somebody who, you know, I'll contend forever, if he doesn't destroy his knee, he would be in the conversation for possibly the greatest of all time. Anyhow, but congratulations to Keon, I guess. So, hope we get to see him. Number 3, Peyton Manning and Megatron Calvin Johnson lead the list of Pro Football Hall of Fame semifinalists for this year's class. Is Peyton a first ballot Hall of Famer, guys?
Is Peyton Manning a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yeah,
I mean,
just watch. He'll get screwed. Charles Wilkinson invited before he does.
Is Turkey going to be on the menu at Stately Smith Manor Thursday? Yeah, I think Peyton's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I mean, Wilkinson's one of the semifinalists. If they let that guy in and not Peyton, we'll just you think she on a Sunday was bad? Yeah, we'll go up to Canton.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about it, buddy.
Protesting again.
And finally, number 4, Auburn Tigers running back Tank Bigsby has been listed as questionable for a game against number 1 Alabama. I mean, I guess that's one thing we did in that game.
We lead the nation in injuring your star player. I mean, Kyle Trask is dreading his trip to Knoxville right now because it's uncanny, man.
Who all have we claimed? I mean, last year it was Tua.
Well, this year we had Jalen Waddle and Tank Bigsby. We've had multiple Georgia players, it seems like, through the years.
Oh, yeah, it always warms the heart.
They've gone down and harvested many an ACL.
Yeah, because if Tua doesn't get hurt in our game, he's you know, and then that idiot Saban decided to roll him out there against Mississippi State, he probably doesn't get hurt and have a catastrophic hip injury. So, old Nick, he outthunk himself on that one.
Hopefully Tank recovers quickly. I don't wish ill on anyone, even an Auburn Tiger.
That's top 4-4. Back to you, Russ.
All right, top 4-4 brought to you by Old Ben Franklin Motors. Again, we'll be broadcasting live there 3 to 6 tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio. Got more than 300 vehicles in stock currently. Everything, man, ranging in price from $1,500 if you need a set of wheels to get you rolling immediately, all the way up to $50,000 luxury SUVs. They got something to fit everyone's needs at Old Ben, whether you're looking for a capable SUV or an economical sedan. Ford, Chevy, Hyundai, Toyota, Kia, they've got it all. Old Ben Franklin Motors, where they make it easy to get the loan you need, regardless of your credit history. If you are doing a little car shopping this week, if you are thinking about doing some car shopping next month, maybe you've got a teenager you're going to be setting up with a car. Maybe you just a guy who needs a car. Old Ben Franklin Motors. Come see me tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting live from 3 until 6 p.m., 9711 Kingston Pike. 865-546-8200. I believe we have all line. We're going to get right to these phone calls here in just a second. Actually, let's just get right to it. Stop rambling, Russ. Get to the people. Talk to the people. Phil is next. Good afternoon, Phil.
Hey,
Billy.
How you buying trade now?
Doing well, thanks.
Yeah, that's better than UTF Athletic Park, isn't it?
I don't know, man. Maybe a break is what we need, right? Maybe this relationship needs a break. Just some me time.
I can't criticize you for not having a show, Sarah. I mean, I love to criticize you, but, I mean, what's there to talk about?
I don't know, Phil. I'm over it. I need a four-day weekend, little break, little me time, refresh, recharge, get ready for what should be an interesting couple of weeks in the holiday season.
So Auburn plays Alabama this weekend, huh?
Iron Bowl.
Wow. That should be a blowout, shouldn't it?
I believe Bama's going to put some points up on the board Saturday.
I heard another show earlier in the day. They had the Vanderbilt beat writer on that show, a guy named Lee. He was talking about that Vanderbilt's upset because this game's been moved, and they were wanting to play Tennessee this week.
They wanted us while we were ripe for the picking, huh?
Not only that, I mean, they're going to play Tennessee right when the Christmas holidays, and while the families, you know, they only left 500 people in their stadium just for the families.
That was Chris Lee, a good buddy of mine, and what he was talking about is they just started allowing parents to come to games last week, and a lot of these parents had already bought plane tickets and hotels because Saturday was going to be senior day.
What an inconvenience.
And now they have to waste all that money, and, that's why they're upset.
No, nothing.
Cry me a river. The coronavirus doesn't care.
Yeah, I mean, nothing can
be
done about
it. I mean, I'm sorry for him, but, you know, I mean, we're in the middle of a global
pandemic.
We're ducking
Vanderbilt now. What you're saying, Barry, we're ducking Vanderbilt now. We can't beat Vanderbilt.
No.
Half the roster messed up Mississippi State or Georgia with that.
Oh, my God. No, we're not ducking Vanderbilt, Phil. There's a corona outbreak over there. It's the worst-kept secret in town.
Well, I know Mississippi State had their squad out on it, and they played.
Well, their head coach is a complete and total loon.
He's better than Jeremy Pruitt.
Trey, answer me this. If Tennessee, because you said they could play. They said they wanted to play. Could they have beat their chest a little bit yesterday and said, no, we want to play this game. We'll be in Nashville on Saturday. How would that have gone down?
I mean, they could have, but that's what the SEC, 2 weeks ago I was told, the SEC president voted to allow Greg Sankey the ability to have scheduling. What's the word for it? Scheduling.
Yeah,
whatever.
He can make it up as he goes.
He can do whatever he wants to do. So if he thinks that he wants to get that game in because Arkansas is not going to be able to play, which means Missouri would have been on the sidelines.
But that kind of makes me think And I'm not saying we're ducking Vanderbilt because I think they will play the game. But I do think Jeremy Pruitt is smart enough to realize that there's a good chance he could lose the game regardless. But if he goes over there with 10 missing starters and a dozen, 15 or so guys, scholarship guys, not available due to contract tracing, he's probably going to get beat. Yeah. And if he gets beat by Vanderbilt, he might not have his job at the end of the year. So I could see him not putting much of a fight up. It's like, okay, Sankey wants to move the game. All right, you can do what you got to do.
Yeah, another way to look at it is get him he'll be available by time to play Vanderbilt again in the last game of the year, won't he? They'll still be behind center. It's beautiful, isn't it? So that guarantees a loss to Vanderbilt.
Who was going to start at quarterback Saturday, Trey?
Why do you just set me up?
I'm just asking a question. I don't know what the big deal is.
I think it was going to be 15.
No. It's the music. We all know who it was going to be.
That's why I wore the play then. Wow.
You know who it was going to be, Trey. You don't have to act all coy on us. We know the deal here. We're all grown men. We can handle it. We know where we are. I've got a functioning pair of eyes and ears.
It's going to be the Hotel Garantano again.
Yes, Lena. Does Buck Pearl have a clause in his contract if he gets probation, he gets fired down there at Auburn? They took a chance to hire him to begin with, and it looks like he's going to go on probation down there and this, that, and the other. So
still admitting Bruce Pearl might have some culpability in some of the shenanigans going on in college basketball. I'm stunned.
It just sets up perfectly when Rick Barnes retires in 5 years for Pearl to come back, right?
Well, Jenny would be all for it, wouldn't it?
You want Bruce to
cool
out for a couple of years, wait for Rick to retire here in about 5 or 10 years and come finish his career up in Knoxville?
I think Rick Barnes will coach in there 10 years.
So do I.
As long as Fulmer's athletic director, I won't even touch the basketball program. See what he's done in the football program. See.
There you go.
Where did this version come from?
Money, madre.
Hotel Quarantino.
Let it breathe.
Do what?
Let it breathe.
You're telling me to let it breathe? The king of I'm just going to awkwardly step all over your bit. You want me to shut up and let it breathe? Is that what I'm hearing right now?
Yeah.
The bear in the china shop wants quiet. Garantano. Garantano is actually Spanish for pick six. You didn't know that.
You think he ever comes back here 20 years from now?
Hell no.
He's going to treat this place like Chernobyl, man. He won't be able to come back for like 2,000 years.
One of the students will be here and play one day.
Yeah, that would be our luck, too. Garantano is someday going to sire a son. Peyton. Yeah, the greatest quarterback to ever, the greatest prospect to ever play the game. And we're going to have to go on bended knee and beg him, and he's just going to laugh in our faces and send his kid to Rutgers to play for Shiano. Hey, man. A little gallows humor on Thanksgiving Eve. That's all we got. Stay with us. The drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
Wake up to see Hotel California.
such a lovely place. Such a lovely place. Such a lovely place. Welcome to the Hotel California.
There you go. Garantano. Spanish for five-game losing streak. We welcome you back to The Drive here on Fan Run Radio. Portions of our show today brought to you by the fine folks at FanDuel. Of course, Thanksgiving coming up Thursday, and this is going to be a very special Thanksgiving indeed because it's our first Thanksgiving with FanDuel Sportsbook and being able to bet on all the games. And they have a special offer for first-time users. If you've never bet on FanDuel before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. They're giving new users 25-1 odds boost on every or on any NFL game Thanksgiving Day. That means you could bet $5 and win $125. So let's look at the NFL lineup real quick on Thanksgiving. Of course, the Lions will be playing at home, 3-point dogs to the Texans. And then you've got the Cowboys playing at home, 2.5-point favorites against the Washington football team. And the Pittsburgh Steelers play the Ravens Thursday night, 4.5-point favorites. That'll probably be the most entertaining game or the biggest game of the day, I say. I am going to lean towards the Texans on this one. I mean, the Lions are in a free fall with Matt Patricia. They are awful. I would go with the Texans on that one. You want to make some easy money, man? Head on over to FanDuel. Get their free app. It's simple. It's easy. That's probably the thing I love about it the most is even a moron like me can understand it, navigate it quickly, and use it easily. Get that 25-1 odds boost on any NFL game on Thanksgiving Day. Do it. Do it up. The FanDuel Sportsbook. Use promo code DRIVE1 so they know we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code DRIVE1. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus, $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Did you see what we get on Friday? We don't have to wait around for Saturday for some good college football. We get number 15 versus number 20, Iowa State versus Texas.
Yeah.
Get number 2, Notre Dame versus number 25, North Carolina. And then we get the Civil War, Oregon versus Oregon State.
I love it. We used to get the Egg Bowl on Black Friday, which is –
I thought we used to get that on Thanksgiving night.
Or yeah.
Egg Bowl on Thanksgiving night.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not, is it?
Also,
it's not this year.
Plays Friday at noon.
Who does?
Hugh Freeze does.
Well, maybe we can watch. Who does Liberty have?
The Fighting UMass.
The Minutemen.
The Minutemen, yep.
And then, they almost came Nebraska. In here and beat us.
Yeah, Nebraska gets Iowa that day on Friday, and Butch Jones' former team plays the mighty Eastern Michigan.
Chad Withrow taking a spanking today on Twitter for some of the things he said about – he was a cold blanket, cold bucket of water on our Hugh Freeze party.
It was frosty. Yeah, it was frosty for sure.
I'm just saying you can't go after Matt Campbell or Luke Fickell. First of all,
I mean, Matt Campbell's buyout hasn't come down.
Yeah, he's got the crazy buyout. And then Fickell is at Cincinnati, where Butch Jones came from. So that's one strike against him. And maybe that shouldn't be, but it is. And then he's a defensive guy, which we just hired a defensive guy. And we got to fix this. You got to find somebody young. I wish that Kendall Briles guy would just change his last name because then we could hire him. Become Kendall Smith, dude. Life as a Smith is, I mean, I'm not going to say it's better than any other name or anything, but it's easy. Nobody ever asks you how to spell your last name, you know. It's just
It's Smith. Just a bland, innocuous, everyday average name.
Yeah, you don't have to think about it. Don't have to worry about it. You just are who you are. Kendall Smith, change your name. We'll hire you. You come up here and score 60 points a game. I'd hire Art Briles, quite frankly. That's how madness driven I am at this point. I just want to win.
Good Lord.
I just want to win.
Well, you got to go down there and steal him, though, for Mount Vernon ISD High School.
He's paid his dues. D.R. Vall is next. Good afternoon, D.R. Vall.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Yeah, I'm really hoping Texas kicks in Iowa State's teeth. Just so I can watch Chad Withrow's Twitter explode.
That Matt Campbell guy, it doesn't do it for me. I mean, I realize that it doesn't have to be a Southern guy. It doesn't have to be an offense guy necessarily. But I think those things help. And Campbell's a defense guy, right, too? That seems like a weird – I don't know if he translates to Knoxville.
No, and, I mean, if he's a defensive guy, he's in the Big 12, so obviously his defense sucks.
Well,
and then Luke Fickell.
We can't go the up-and-comer route here, D.R. Vall. This is
no.
too big of a dumpster fire. It needs a big name. It needs a force of personality. Somebody's got to come in here and be able to just whip this thing into shape. And the last three guys, they haven't had any name power. They haven't had any – everybody's – when you walk into that building the first time, if you're Derek Dooley, Butch Jones, or Jeremy Pruitt, everybody's looking at you like, who's this guy, you know? You need somebody who can walk in there on day one and say, this is who – y'all know who I am. Y'all know what I've done, and this is what's about to happen, and everybody jump on board. And then everybody just jumps on board. That's what you have to have. And if you can't do that, then you might as well keep the Gump because it ain't going to work.
Well, I agree. And, you know, you go after Luke Fickell, that'd be like, okay, he's from Cincinnati, so you're getting part Tweedledee, and then he's a defensive guy, and you're getting the other part Tweedledum. I mean, you can't do that. I mean, you know who I want. I want Danny Hughes Smith, and let's just go get him.
He changed his name, too. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, so what was you saying John's wanting them to do at the Vanderbilt game? Because I might get in on that action. Nashville is not that far from where I live.
I don't know. I just heard in passing they're going to send a couple of their guys, Hayden and Draven and those guys, and, like, they're going to have their shirts off, painted up. You know, it's going to be 14 degrees out there at Vanderbilt Stadium. They're going to have some, like, thank you, JG, one more year.
You're kidding me.
I mean,
beautiful.
Are they allowing, like, just normal fans in, or is it just friends and family?
I don't know. My uncle got in at Auburn, so I don't know. Probably.
Oh, they might be going to – maybe they were talking about the A&M game. I'm not sure.
Well, I was going to say, I wouldn't mind going down. I can get a shirt made with a certain Liberty head coach on it and with a – scripture on a poster board or something. Guys, are y'all going to be on tomorrow, or are y'all off for Thanksgiving?
Live at Old Ben Franklin Motors.
Gotcha. All right, guys. Well, y'all have a good rest of the day. Thanks.
Thank you, D.R. Vall. Appreciate the phone call. 865.
Supposed to get blitzed. They're just mailing it in over there on their show.
Why's that?
I don't know. I mean, Chance and Rick have already taken off for Thanksgiving.
Really? Already?
Oh, Collins ain't ever met a vacation he didn't want to take. He loves taking vacations. Yeah.
You know, we never did my five things review yesterday.
Do we have to?
It is tradition.
I'd like to hear it.
I'm sure you would, Trey.
Watch it, man.
Yeah, Russ, we can do your five things. Recap of what we didn't do when we got beat by Auburn.
Number one.
Oh, God. Now?
Right now.
Put up the music.
There's no music for the five things.
Where the hell you been, Trey?
I could use a little Latino music, Latin music, whatever.
Latino/Latin music?
Yeah.
Number one. An inspired effort. I see a lot. Did we see an inspired effort?
Yes.
No.
I think you could argue it.
That
I
we
think
did?
You did.
Okay, 2-1. Drew says we did. All right, we saw one of the things I wanted to see. Number two, a plan at quarterback that makes sense.
No.
Yeah, until that interception.
Bear?
No.
Okay, that's a no.
Come
Number three, a defense like the end of last year.
Yes.
No.
We did compete on that side of the ball.
They scored 27 unanswered. Only one of them was a Garantano.
Yeah, but it was sparked by his touchdown.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
20 points unanswered.
That was 27 unanswered.
That was Eric Gray's fault. He said so. For not running him down. So you get to decide, Drew. You cast the deciding vote here. Did we see a defense like the end of last year?
No.
No. Number four, a sideline with a pulse.
Yes.
No.
Not Drew.
A lot of pressure.
I mean, after that pick six, no.
Bear, why do you say we did not have juice on the sideline?
Is that idiot Gump still our head coach?
He's juiceless. Number five, young players who look like they've been developed.
No.
Hey, man, I actually noticed they put in Callaway on that swing pass.
Yeah.
And then I saw Tamarian McDonald in there a couple of times at safety. Tyler Barron did that.
Was the kid in there at safety when they forgot that they were on the field? With a kid who
I think he was
conceivably
yeah.
could he be was. On the United States Olympic team in sprinting.
So you say?
Because let me tell you, that was the highlight of my night.
So Trey you says no. With, Trey says no. What do you say, Bear?
I'll say yes.
You just gave
once again, Drew gets to be the decider.
No.
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 So we saw – the only one we saw was an inspired effort, number one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right. Buster is next. Hello, Buster. Hola.
Hello, man.
What's up?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Right back at you, buddy.
Come on, come here.
Just got back from out there out west, and Saturday I got to listen to most of the Nebraska game, and it's quite interesting to listen to the news conference. They will pop in the news conference as part of the post-game show, and Scott did a great job taking the questions that we didn't get to hear from our coach. I would love to have heard the tone of it. You can see his eyes rolling around, but I'll tell you this, at least Nebraska, they're hitting it head on. You know, and Scott's an alumni of the Big Red, so maybe that might make a difference. So, but you might Google that and look for that. That was, they asked some really poignant questions, and he was the man, and he took it head on. So.
He's 10-18 there. Our dude is what, Trey, 15-17 now?
Something like that.
Their guy's 10-18. They got to be ready to get rid of him too, right?
Well, because he's a child of them, I think we're not going to do it so quick. All we got going for us is a coach on the other side of the river at the Horseshoe Bend. So, that's okay too. But it's been a train wreck this season. Incredible. I wish UT would ask my wife and I to not renew our season tickets next year, and let's do it for 2022 because we let them keep our money.
Are you excited about Jeremy Pruitt football next year, Buster?
It's going to be like Twilight Zone, maybe. They're going to have to come to Jesus going on over there. Like I said, if we're going to get a freshman quarterback that's got some gifts, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals guys got his knee blew out. It's the same thing. If you don't, and he's Shurler, same thing. If you don't have the background staff to take care of him or the freshman at UT, you know, you're going to have injuries and everything else. So that's what I'm concerned about. But I don't know
hey,
if I
Buster,
can handle another.
You said we need to come to Jesus. I'm telling you, if Christ himself walked across the Tennessee River into Neyland Stadium, Jeremy Pruitt would tell him Jarrett Garantano could do it better.
Well, I also wanted to let you know, Russell, I'm going to be at old Ben Franklin tomorrow. I'm on vacation this week. And I called over there, and the guy said, the salesman, that he sold a car to one of your listeners in the last few days.
Outstanding.
We were going to buy a new vehicle under another Trump administration. And I'm not going to pay for an interest, you know, buy a new car and get no zero interest for 5 years and lose 20% of the value. So I think we're going to support one of our sponsors of Fox. So, you know, that's a NASCAR moment.
Buster, we hope to see you out there tomorrow. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. Take care. Bye.
Buster going to buy a car from Old Ben Franklin Motors.
My man.
Quick break. The drive continues. We'll get right back to these busy, busy phone lines when we continue next on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Yeah, Trey, you misspoke there last segment. The Oregon-Oregon State game is no longer the Civil War.
Oh, come on. Don't get politically correct with me.
It's not being politically correct. It's true.
Please,
it's the turf war now.
Please.
Come on,
it's
Trey.
It's 2020, Trey.
Unbelievable.
You canceled, Trey.
Trey Wallace
canceled. Most people thought out of all the guys on the drive, it'd probably be me that get canceled. No, it's going to be you. You need to watch it.
Wait a minute. How did I get canceled?
I'm gonna lead the mob and cancel your ass. It's not called the Civil War anymore.
They turned it to the Turf War because references to Civil War, the Civil War, are very triggering for some people.
You're triggering me, Trey.
I didn't think I'd get run out of Knoxville for talking about an Oregon State game, but if it's got to go like that, I'll see y'all later.
Yeah, well. All the times Trey Wallace is cursed like a drunken sailor on these airwaves, and he gets run out for that.
For the Civil War.
Never on live radio,
then.
Pretty close.
Jamie is up next on the drive. Hello, Jamie.
Well, nobody can argue that stuff doesn't work, you know, the cancel culture. I mean, look, that ever since they changed it from the Washington Bullets to the Wizards, there's not been one gun death in the, up there in Washington.
That's a good point. And since we've done away with Redskins, Native American relations have never been better in this country. So
that's true. That's true. Red River Shootout, rivalry shootout.
Ooh,
between
shootout.
Texas and Oklahoma. Yeah.
That's problematic.
And no more large as cocktail party. Nobody's drinking and driving anymore. These things work.
I mean, Tennessee, you have to say, Jamie, we were trailblazers in this regard when we got rid of the beer barrel.
Yep. No more drinking and driving in the state of Tennessee or Kentucky.
Fixed that issue permanently. If you don't talk about it, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I say, you know, it's now the turf war. Get rid of war. War's triggering, too. Just go to turf.
Yeah. The turf minor disagreement.
Here. I mean, turf wars can be violent things, you know, and
that's true.
Areas where gangs are, turf wars.
Like Dolly Stampede, you know, Stampede kind of triggers me. That's a scary, you know, that's a deadly thing. I mean, why are we, you know,
a part of the Crips, so we're good.
Guys, yesterday when I got on the phone, y'all were already pinning me down with my hate for Hugh Freeze, so I'll go ahead and get out in front of it. I believe 110% in Hugh Freeze. So if this guy comes in here and stinks it up, Jamie didn't tell you.
Get the hell out of here. You've got a folder in your desk with compromising information. You've got
Here's
a whole game plan, Jamie.
All right, well, then you can point to Thanksgiving Eve, 2020. Jamie said that he's behind Hugh Freeze 100%. And if the guy fails, I never saw it coming.
It's on record.
There you go.
It's on record.
Mark the tape. Mark the tape. Guys, Chad Withrow, I couldn't disagree. Did I get his name right?
Yes.
I could not disagree with that guy more. You know, he brought up Luke Fickell. I was waiting for somebody on the panel to say, he's a Big Ten guy. The cat from Iowa State, he's a 59% winning percentage. At the Big 12. That ain't going to get it done in the Southeastern Conference. And his hang-up with Hugh Freeze, the guy's got a coach, right? He's got a coaching job right now. You know, so, I mean, what's the risk? If the NCAA was going to come hammering, they'd be on him right now at Liberty. I mean, am I mistaken?
Yeah, I mean, I just think, and by the way, I watched that video you guys sent me. I can't believe I had not seen that. The Stephen Godfrey produced thing about Hugh Freeze at Ole Miss.
It's really great.
It's four parts.
I only watched the first part. We'll post a link to that on Facebook and Twitter. But, yeah, I mean, nobody's pretending that there's no risk here. Nobody's pretending that this isn't somewhat of a gamble. But guess what? It's time to gamble. Like, we've tried everything else. We've tried to do it the right way. We tried the Yankee. We've tried the Southern guy. We've tried the lawyer. We've tried everything, man. Let's go hire a football coach.
Yeah,
let's go hire a football coach and see what happens. Can we do that? Can we do that, please?
A successful football coach at that. A successful football coach who wants the Tennessee job. I mean, think of Dooley, even Kiffin, Dooley, Butch, Pruitt, Hugh Freeze. Of those names I just named out, who's the most qualified coach to get the job at Tennessee?
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. And listen, I understand his point, Chad's point about, well, of course he wants the Tennessee job. He's at Liberty. He's desperate to get back in. I think it's a little bit more than that. I think he would love to have the Auburn job too, quite frankly. And he might get it if things fall that way. But I think that there is a fit at Tennessee, and I'm not a huge fan of that word, but there are some ties that he has to this state, to this job, to this area, along with his experience, that make me think that he would be successful.
Yeah, his resume stacks up better than up against any of those other guys. So mark my words, guys, if we do hire Hugh Freeze, we're back. You know, whether Fat Fulmer thinks we're back or not is regardless. So
hey,
let's be nice. No need for that. The man's got COVID.
You're
Jimmy,
right. My bad. If the battle captain,
thank you.
You know, just because he gets up there and says Vols are back doesn't mean we're back. I mean, everybody wants to talk about that 8-game winning streak. We struggled against Mississippi State. We struggled against Kentucky. We struggled against Missouri. All the, you know, 8-game winning streak over the teams you're supposed to slap around but can't get within 3 touchdowns of your rivals. We ain't back yet. So mark my words, guys, Hugh Freeze is the guy. We'll be back to winning 10 games. You think Saban wants Hugh Freeze at Tennessee?
No.
No. He don't.
Not hardly. No.
He liked, I guarantee you, he liked old Butch and Pruitt there. But, yeah, I just couldn't. I'm a big fan of Chaz, and I just thought, what are you talking about, dude? I cannot agree with any of the points you made. You know, you're not going to bring back Pruitt next year. Can you imagine the dumpster fire that would be? We'd never seen anything like what that would be. That would be like bringing Butch back his 6th year after going 4-8. So, anyway, guys, y'all hang in there. I'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you, Jamie. Good to hear from you this afternoon. And I understand people are hitting me. Oh, you know, Hugh Freeze got shut out by Brett Bielema. Hugh Freeze lost so-and-so. It's like, yeah, I get it. He's not perfect. Like, yes, there's no such thing as the perfect football coach. For those of you who are waiting for somebody to descend from the clouds and pass through some sort of membrane and walk in here with a perfect record and a beautiful haircut, and he speaks the King's English and all that stuff. It's not going to happen. That guy doesn't exist, and if he did, he wouldn't come here. We have to gamble. We have to accept a certain amount of risk. That has to happen, man. That's just part of it. Grow up, man. There's no such
thing
as a perfect football coach.
Did you read the article the fellow wrote? What's his name? Is it Stephen Fry?
Godfrey.
Stephen Godfrey?
Yes.
I mean, I'll go along with whatever you guys want at this point because I'm so sick of looking at this Alabama moron.
Bear always with a strong opinion.
But, I mean, I don't expect it to end well. It's going to end a disaster at some point. But
it's almost the holiday season. It's time to start watching Christmas movies. And let me be the first to quote Christmas Vacation. Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell. How much worse can it get, Bear? Yeah, Hugh Freeze, there is a chance that it will end in complete disaster. Dude, we are a complete disaster. We're irrelevant. We've been a complete disaster for 12 years now. You can't be afraid. You can't be afraid.
I'm not afraid. I just, you know, resign to it. Because I don't think this guy's going to win another game this year, and either we're not going to fire him, and we're going to be miserable with him, or we will, and we'll probably hire Hugh Freeze, and we'll see how that goes.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. Back to wrap up hour number two of the show after this.
The Drive.
Does your business or organization need great products to help promote your brand, services, or message? If so, go to LogoSolutionsInc.com to find out about Logo Solutions. They're a local company that provides over 1 million customizable products, including apparel, headwear, promotional products, signs, banners, business cards, and much, much more. If you've got a logo, they've got a solution. Again, start shopping today at LogoSolutionsInc.com or call RB at 865-966-3434 for your free consultation and quote. Logo Solutions, right product, right price, right on time. Jeff is next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, Jeff.
Well, guys, how are we doing this afternoon?
Doing well, thanks.
Guys, when you're a new football coach and you come into a program and you can see that a third of your roster or maybe even half of your roster is not going to be able to help you at this level, don't you start taking chances on guys that may have character issues, guys that may have grade issues, but you start rolling the dice on those guys so you can get some players.
I think I see where you're going with this. Yes. What, that is
don't
one
you
method.
Do that?
That's one way you could go.
Don't you start doing that when you're looking for a football coach?
I believe we're at that point.
I couldn't agree with you more, Russell. We had the lawyer, had the Yankee, had the Southerner, either had the hometown guy. It's time to roll the dice and go get a football coach.
And we've tried everything else. And it's not –
I knew you'd like Freeze. It's no shock at all that you're a big
to be honest, I kind of do, but I kind of don't.
Right up your alley, dude. Right
I think
up
that
alley.
Guy can coach, but I just think that there's an awful lot of baggage with it if you want to bring him here.
Yeah. Nobody is disputing that. Nobody.
And, I mean, who else out there on the list? Campbell?
That's what I keep coming back to. And we have got – we're so far down this road. I mean, if they fire this guy and bring anybody other than Hugh Freeze in – to lead this program forward, I think there's going to be a certain level of apathy. I think a lot of fans are going to turn their back and just be like, you know what? We'll keep an eye on it from a distance, but y'all call me when you get serious about it because you're clearly not serious about this.
Well, guys, Himes threw out a number the other morning that I thought was really interesting. Now, South Carolina has not been what we've been through, but they have a reserve fund that has somewhere between $30 and $40 million in it. Mm-hmm. Tennessee has the reserve fund of a bag of Keebler Elf cookies. And even well, they're going to be gone been, once Fulmer gets out of quarantine.
Oh, they haven't fired four straight coaches.
What are we doing?
Why would Freeze not be interested in taking South Carolina?
South Carolina, the guy that down at South Carolina that would have to sign off on that's former superintendent at West Point. And they say he is a extremely
stickler for details.
Buttoned down. Yeah, just, I mean, he's a superintendent at West Point. How much do you think, you know, the Hugh Freeze show would impress that guy?
Robert Cashman.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks. That's all I had.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah,
appreciate
Cashman
it.
Cashman ain't playing around. I'm sorry. Cashman's going to go out and get somebody like Napier or Beamer.
Hey, like we are not – we're talking about this guy like he's a pimp or something, like he's a drug lord, okay? He's a guy, he's a high school basketball, football coach who made it big, blew up really, really fast, rose way too fast probably, and got caught up in the lifestyle. And guess what? He got caught in a sex scandal.
That's not the point. Why are y'all making the hookers the point?
That is the point.
Dude, look what he did to Ole Miss.
He didn't get fired because of the NCAA stuff. Ride through that with him. He got fired because of the hookers.
I know that. But I'm just saying, in general, we tend to look past the other crazy things that are going on and just focus on the hookers.
Yeah, because everybody's doing that stuff. That's what you have to do, and that's what he'd be doing here. But as long as he's not calling hookers on the university-issued cell phone, I think we're going to be okay. Let's stop acting like we're talking about hiring Jeffrey Dahmer or something, please.
I don't know Knoxville's hooker market.
Stay with us. Don't lie, Trey. Hour number 3 coming up.
The Drive.